Blog Talk Radio.
United Kingdom, Norway, France, USA, Australia, to our local partners, praise God. North Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, and to some of those other cities and countries that has been devastated, praise God, by the storms, earthquakes, praise God. Good evening to you. God is still on the throne. Amen. God is still on the throne. He's still in charge. No matter what we go through, God is still in charge of our lives on this morning and this evening. Well, I tell you what, saints, I tell you what, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And praise God to be in it. Amen. Amen. God is just such a good God. Amen. Praise God. I just want to give honor to Christ, who's the head of my life, to my wife, to my pastors, Lakeisha and Temple Spencer. Praise God to the ADM Frontline, to Pastor Carol. Amen. To the ADM family and to all of you out there listening on this evening. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Well, I tell you what, I thank you all for all of those prayers. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And the support that you've shown us. Amen. During our time of loss. Praise God. You know, when I had to sit down and think about it, I said we lost three family members just recently, but actually it was four. Amen. Praise God. You know, and so, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot on families to go through, praise God. But we know that when God is in charge, amen, everything is going to be all right. Praise God. Well, it's just a joy being back, Atlanta. Amen. Being back home. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's a joy. They still had hurricanes and storms in the area down there. Praise God. Flooded all out. But thanks be to God. He took us there safe and he brought us back because of the prayers of you, the saints. Amen. Praise God. Amen. At this time, we want to go ahead and have our own Mother Jackson come on in. Praise God and take us to the throne of grace. Mother Jackson, push that one and come on in. Mother Jackson.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Smith.
God bless you, Mother. You doing okay?
God bless you. Yes.
Amen.
Father God,
yes,
in the
ma'am.
Name of Jesus, as we come to you, we know how. First, give me God the honor who's the head of my life. Honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to Pastor Smith and Sister Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry. Father God, as we come to you once more, humbleness we know how. God, we just thank you for another blessed day, God. Another blessed day that you allowed us to see. In the name of Jesus, God, we had nothing to do with it. Oh, God, we thank you for this brand new day. Oh, God, we lift up every sick and shedding in person everywhere. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for keeping us secured as we slept last night and up to this point, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, Father God, we ask you that you forgive us for anything that we have said or did, God. Forgive us for all our sins, the one that we know of and the one that we do know of. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for teaching us, for guiding us, God, and shielding and protecting us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this afternoon, God, we just say thank you. We just say thank you, God, and we give you all the glory, God. Because if it hadn't been for you, God, we don't know where we would have been, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you for forgiveness, God, even for our selfishness, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let us realize, God, we go to Moshe, God. We can't do what everybody else do to Moshe, God. But let us keep our mind stayed on you, God, and on the godly things that we're supposed to be doing in the name of Jesus, God. So we say thank you this day, God. Oh, God, let us continue to rise, God. Hallelujah, rise, God, early in the morning, God, and give you the glory, God. Continue to let us read our word daily, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift our families up to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to pull on them, God. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, God. And the one that's not saved, God, we pray, God, that you save them in your holy name, God. We ask that you go into the hospital, God, the shelter, God, the old folks home, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them right now, but before, God. Oh, love on the elderly, God. Oh, God, give us a passion for them, God. Dakota Boshe, God, I call them my babies. Dakota Boshe, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you love on them, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, just let them know they're not all alone. Dakota Boshe, you're there with them. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the food that you have prepared to put on our tables, God. Oh, God, don't let us take it lightly, God. When someone else don't have anything on their table, God, we pray, God, Dakota Boshe, see, God, that you make a way out of no way for those to have something to eat in the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, some of us never know. Some of us don't even know what it is to be hungry, but some of us do, God. So, God, give us a passion in those areas, God. Give us a passion, God. Oh, the boy, Shay, God, the one, huh, that's been on crack cocaine. Give us a passion for those people, God, and let us begin to minister and to pray for them. Oh, the boy, Shay, in the name of Jesus, God, until we see a breakthrough for them. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this day, God, with everything within us, God. We'll say hallelujah, glory to God. You're worthy to be praised. God, let us have a thanksgiving upon our lips at all time, God. Oh, God, teach us not to complain. Oh, God, but just to praise you the most, God. You know what's best, go to both shape for us, God. We don't, God, but you know what's best for us, God. So we'll say thank you, God. As we go through the good and the bad, the ups and the turnaround, God, we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our companions up to you, God. Continue to pull on them, God, to pour into them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, go to Boshe, God, that you give them a prayer life. Come to the Boshe, God, deep down in their sanctified souls, God. And we pray, God, of the one that is not saved, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you save. Sanctified in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you this day, God. Oh, God, you said the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. So you say when we're weak, say I am strong. So we are strong today in the name of Jesus. Oh, we glorify your name, God. We lift up every minister that it is today, God. Let them continue to stay up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. Continue to strengthen them, God. Oh, continue to pour into them, God, what they have poured out to Codable Shake into their flocks in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this day, God, to continue to burn us up, God. Put us on fire like never before, God. Oh, God, when we pray or even love or speak, God, let your anointing, Codable Shake, God, begin to pull down every stronghold. He comes to the Boshe, break every chain, God. Lord, he comes to the Boshe, God, when we go somewhere, God. Let us make a difference. Dakota Boshe, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Wherever we tread, God, walk, God, on the Boshe, God. Don't let it be the same in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we say thank you today, God. Hey, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask, Dakota Boshe, God. Oh, hold us tight, God. Don't never let us go, God. We come to the Boshe. God, we say yes to your will. Yes to your will in the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask in the Boshe in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back over to Pastor Smith. Out of the Boshe, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
For more options. We did not get your message, either because you were not speaking or because of a bad connection. To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. Sorry you are having trouble.
Please try again later.
Goodbye.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Mother Jackson. Mother Jackson. Well, praise God, praise God. Technical difficulties. The devil is a lie. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But I'd just like to say on today that prayer is the word, and the word, amen, is prayer. Amen. And without prayer, we know that we can't do anything. Prayer is the key to connecting to God. Amen. And we know that when we pray, God hears our prayers. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Prayer is the key that unlocks everything, every door. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. So the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. Amen. And we know that when we pray that our Father who in heaven, he hears us. Even in a little whisper prayer, God hears us. Amen. Amen. That's the kind of God that we serve. Amen. That, amen, no matter how lightly we may whisper a prayer, God will hear us. Amen. On today. Amen. Just whisper a little prayer. Amen. Praise God. But I tell you on today, saints, we thank God, amen, for that prayer by Mother Jackson, amen, and such anointed prayer, amen. And anything the saints try to do, amen, the enemy always try to come in and slip something in to break up, amen, praise God, what God is trying to have the saints to do. But we have to press through, amen, at all times. We got to press through. When that door won't open and you're trying to get it unlocked, you know that the lock is not on. But maybe a little rain got on it and swole the door a little bit. So you got to push on that door. You got to push to get it open and to get through, praise God. So on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, press your way through every circumstance, every situation. No matter how you have to press, press your way through on today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is just so good. Amen. He's always there when we need him. Amen. He says he's only that one prayer away. Amen. Praise God. But see, we have to learn how to praise him. Everything else. Amen. Whether the good, the bad, but give God the praise anyhow on today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Not only praying for yourself, but praying for others, amen, that needs a word from the Lord on today, that they'll be able to press their way through, amen, and get their answer, amen, from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. When he died on Calvary's cross, he paid it all. Paid in full. Amen. There's no more cost. Praise God. It's free. Salvation is free. Amen. So everything that we do, everything that we say, pressing our way into the Lord, praise God, is going to prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God thanks on today for his grace, and his mercy is sufficient unto the day. Praise God. Amen. No matter what we've been through over the weekend, amen, praise God, God is still in control on today. Amen. Well, I know tonight is our Bible study night, praise God, and our pastor and prophet comes in and teaches, amen, praise God, bring us a word from the Lord, or bring us some prophecy, amen, praise God, an anointed word, amen, that we need, that we can press our way on, praise God, amen, amen. And you know, it tells us to pray without ceasing, but we need to seek God's face without ceasing, amen. He said, draw nigh unto him, and he'll draw nigh unto you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So press, 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 press your way through on today. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. So at this time, amen, what we like to do, amen, is bring on in our own pastor and prophet, Temple Spencer. Amen, for a word, amen, today, amen, to keep us in the press, keep us in alignment, amen, and have us positioned to where God will want us to be, to build in his kingdom, amen. Praise God, amen, praise God. And you know, just before our pastor come, I had a little word on today, amen. Coming from Matthew, amen, the 7th chapter, amen. And over there, you know, praise God, is talking about judging others, amen. Praise God. And it says, judge not that ye be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, amen, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it with will be measured to you. Amen. So when you judge, amen, it sounds like it's going to come back on you, maybe a little bit more. Amen. But see, there's only one judge, praise God. And that's the Lord Jesus himself when he comes back, that we're going to stand before him and be judged. And he's going to be able to make the decisions, amen, because that's what a judgment is, making a determination or a decision. Amen. So he's going to judge our lives. Amen. Praise God. And when he judges our lives, amen, where will we be standing? Will we be standing, praise God, and wanting? Or will we be standing, praise God, where we just barely made it in to heaven's gates? Amen. Praise God. Judging. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye? Amen. Can you see the sin and the things and the wrongdoing in my eyes? Amen. Praise God. And it's only saying one thing, that, you know, I am an unperfect being. Praise God. And so because I am unperfect, amen, I am prone to error because I'm in the flesh. This flesh will not be saved. But it's the spirit man on the inside is what's the important portion of man. Amen. The most important portion. Amen. Get the speck out of your own eye. Amen. He says, do not notice that the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye when there is the log in your own eye? Amen. And the Bible calls it a hypocrite. Amen. And we know what a hypocrite is. Say one thing and do another. Just like the scribes and the Pharisees. Amen. Praise God. So we don't want to become a hypocrite. We don't want to become like the scribes and the Pharisees. Amen. And then stand on the corner with our chest out. Amen. In grandeur. Amen. We're not called to that, but rather we're called, brother and sister, we're called to peace. Amen. Praise God. We don't hit it all the time, but praise God, when we think about it, amen, praise God, we have to go back and says, well, Lord, I need to get the speck out my own eye first. Amen. Because I am nobody. Amen. Praise God. And since I'm a nobody, that I can go and tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So take the speck out your eye. Amen. Then you can help somebody else. Amen. For when the speck is in your eye, your vision is clouded. You cannot see the truth. Amen. Praise God. And anything that don't have the truth in it can bend, break, be manipulated. Amen. Praise God. So, amen. Take it out of your own eye. Then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Amen. Praise God. But anyway, at this time, amen, I'd like to turn it on over to our pastor, amen, praise God, Temple Spencer, amen, praise God, Pastor Spencer. Amen. Praise God. At this time, amen, we're going to do something a little bit different. And we're going to open up the line for testimony. Amen. That you will come in and share with us to keep us in the push. Praise God. The lines are open. Come on, saints. And tell of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Somebody needs to hear how God brought you through that certain situation that they're probably going through right now. Amen. So bring on the words of encouragement. Amen. That we can sharpen our brothers and our sisters. Amen. In the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And the word tells us to testify. Amen. Tell of the goodness of the Lord, what he's done. Amen. See, because when we have those younger saints out there that's trying to struggle, trying to understand, they want to know how to make it through. And for us seasoned saints, amen, we can give them a word of encouragement on today. Praise God. So come on in and testify. Somebody, anybody, tell the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Yes. Can the Lord change you on today? Can he change your mind? Can he change your thought process? Can you change your ideals over to his ideals? Can he do that? Praise God. When he can change us, amen, praise God, then the process is moving. Amen. Amen. But until we understand that God has to change us, amen, we have to make up in our mind to receive the change. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Then God can move us. Amen. God can use us. Amen. As the tiller tills the ground. Amen. God tills our spirit. Amen. Turn it over from the old soil to the new. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We are no longer that old individual that we used to be. Amen. But now we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And on today, praise God, on today, you have to give him the praise and the thanks for his grace and his mercy is sufficient until today. Amen. Praise God. Open up your hearts. Open up your minds. Let God do a new thing. Amen. He said he would. Amen. But you have to allow him. Amen. Invite him in. Praise God. Amen. God has those gifts and giftings out there for us. You want them? Sometimes he'll just give them. Sometimes he wants us to ask. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we have to be available, and we have to show that availability in our heart so God can use us. Amen. Praise God. We have to show it. Because, see, it's the heart is what God looks at. It's the heart of man. Amen. And when he looks in your heart and he sees what's in there, then he knows how, amen, praise God, and what to do and how to do and what to give us to use us. Amen. Amen. But a lot of people don't understand, praise God, that sometimes we do have to invite the Lord in on certain things that come in our heart, amen, to mold us and make us to what he would have us to be. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's a lot going on today, saints. Praise God. It's a lot going on today. And the word speaks of everything that's going down. There's nothing new under the sun. Praise God. So the things that we see in the atmosphere being stirred, amen, on today, it's all in the word. Amen. Praise God. But the word tells us to pray, to watch and to pray, and to seek his face. Amen. To tell us, the word tells us to be vigilant on today. You see, Christ is coming back. And that's a fallacy that a lot of people don't understand, that don't pay attention to. Christ is coming back. Amen. We're getting into all this technology and everything, and microwave generation and everything, having everything right now, quick, quick, quick. Amen. All caught up in the world system. But Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is on his way back to get his own people. Amen. And when he comes back, he's going to separate the sheep from the goat. Amen. Praise God. He's going to put some on the right and some on the left. Amen. Praise God. But what side will you be on today? And I say, who's on the Lord's side? Get on the right side, because you don't want to be caught up over on the left side. Praise God. Amen. And are you witnessing to somebody? Are you telling them about the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ? How they can be saved? Amen. Praise God. And we had opportunity, praise God, to witness to a lot of our young cousins and family members. Amen. Praise God. And it felt so good, because normally you don't get a time to come together with the whole family like that. And I met a lot of new family members. Praise God. So that was the acceptable time, amen, to tell of the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And even though we had lost some loved ones, praise God, we were trying to tell somebody about Jesus that will save their soul. Amen. And in the end analysis, that's what it's all about. Praise God. Telling somebody else about how they can be saved and enter into heaven and be a child of the Most High God. Amen. Favor, blessings, miracles, signs, and wonders, praise God, I decree upon you right now. Your marriages, your homes, your families, your jobs, your businesses, in the name of Jesus, I decree it right now. Praise God. Ever God has for you, praise God, I decree that it'll be done, and God will use you on today. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God wants some willing workers. Amen. Praise God. In a time of turmoil on today in a dying world. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Are you happy on today? Amen. Amen. Don't you enjoy seeking God's face on today? Amen. Don't you enjoy God's Holy Spirit moving all over you? Amen. Praise God. Don't you enjoy God's Spirit leading and guiding you on today? Amen. Praise God. Amen. See, we don't have to go to the left or to the right. But long as we keep our hand in the Master's hand, praise God, we can be in alignment. Praise God. Amen. So it's something on the inside of me telling me to go ahead. The songwriter said, must be the Holy Ghost telling me to go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Amen. Praise God. So there's something on the inside of you, which is the Holy Spirit. Continue to let him to tell you to go ahead. Amen. Amen. For we know what our destination is going to be. Amen. So run on, saints. Run on and see what the end is going to be on today. Amen. For tomorrow is not promised. Amen. Praise God. But Jesus is on his way back. Amen. To gather us unto himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I tell you, just keep continue to pray for one another, saints. Let's continue to do that. Amen. Amen. As they say, we need to get tight. Amen. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Amen. Let's stay tight in the Lord. Amen. Amen. And let's help somebody else along the way. Praise God. On today. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. I know that. Amen. The Bible says not forsake to assemble ourselves together. Amen. And sometimes, you know, people want to hear certain things and amen. But you know what? Anytime God uses somebody, you can get something out of it, no matter how small it is. But that little small nugget, amen, praise God, may be something life-saving to somebody else. Amen. Amen. So God don't want us to be selfish, amen, in spreading his word and the good news. Amen. Be generous. Amen. Praise God. Be generous. Amen. Because somebody don't know the Lord in the pardoning of their sins on today. And it could be that boss, that coworker, that family member, you know, some acquaintance that you know. It could be that individual. You may not never get that opportunity or chance again. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I remember, you know, being out and the Holy Spirit say, go say something to that individual. And mess around and let it go by and don't go do it. Oh, boy, just feel so bad. Because what happened just then, the Holy Spirit convicted. Because I was disobedient. Amen. Any of y'all ever been in that state? Amen. You know the Lord is talking to you, telling you to do this. You know it. Amen. But yet and still, we decide not to be obedient and to do it because of fear. He tells us not to have no fear. Amen. He gave us power over that. Amen. But see, it's not that what we're fighting. What we're fighting is that flesh wanting to do what it wants to do. When it don't want to do, it don't want to do. Amen. Praise God. That's why daily to feed the spirit man. So he will become stronger. Amen. Over that flesh. Amen. Praise God. On today. On today. Praise God. Stay in the press. Stay in alignment. Amen. Move on higher in the Lord. Amen. Give him your best. Praise God. Amen. Give God your best. Amen. And when we do that, we'll see how much more that the Lord will bless and use us. Praise God. Amen. Amen. My understanding that the teaching on Sunday for leaders were talking about character and unity. So, how's your character? Go back and pull a little PMCS on your character. Go back and put a little PMCS on working on unity. Amen. And remember that PMCS was preventative maintenance checks and services. Amen. On today. Amen. Amen. I know I need to pull it every day. Amen. Praise God. Because when you do it every day, you fine-tune the engine. Amen. And like they talk about a well-oiled engine, a well-oiled machine, hardly breaks down. Amen. When you got King Jesus, amen, on your side. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, we really thank God, amen, for our pastor, the man of God. Amen. Praise God. He just pours his heart out. God just uses him so. Amen. Him and the first lady. Amen. They're beautiful people in the Lord. You know, hadn't been there long, and praise God. You know, sometimes, you know, you may be a little skeptical of people and stuff like that. Amen. And so, you know, you have to hang around, be around, feel them out, and see what's going on. Amen. But here's what I found out, that they are genuine in their servitude to Christ and the people of God. Amen. Amen. They're not labeled, as the Bible would call them, greedy dogs. Amen. For they are genuinely, amen, inclined to help somebody. Praise God. And we thank God for Pastor Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Temple on today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Paul said to follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. So if you see me following Christ, praise God, you know you're on the right track. Amen. Amen. So I see them as following Christ on today. Amen. To render help where help is due. Amen. To spread the gospel and the good news to where it's due. Amen. And to do what God has commissioned them to do on today. Praise God. Amen. Just a genuine love to help somebody. Amen. Amen. The word says greater love than this. Amen, that a man will lay down his life for a friend. Amen. And when genuine love is exhibited, you can't help but to receive it. Amen. So on tonight, I just like to thank the pastor and the first lady. Amen. Amen for being our leadership on today. Amen. So let's continue. Amen. Praise God. Let's continue to move higher and further in the Lord on today. Amen. Don't let nobody turn you around. Praise God. Keep your feet on solid ground. Amen. Amen. Praise God. When the enemy try to come to your mind or something like that, you slap him with the Holy Ghost word and send him on his way. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. See, that's the only thing he understands. Amen. 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 And when you do that, you ain't got to worry about him being around long. Praise God. Amen. For the Bible says he'll flee. He will definitely flee. But know this, he will come back. Amen. So be ye ready. Keep your armor on. Amen. He's looking for any little slack in your armor to come in and cause chaos or disturbance. Amen. And the thing that God is having us to do on today. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you on today. I hope something has been said, amen, that will encourage you along your way. Amen. For God loves you, and so do I. Amen. God bless you, and good night. We will see you again, amen, on tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. sharp. Amen. 7 a.m. sharp. On tonight. God bless you.
Lift your worship.
Favor in your sight.